This week, the House Judiciary Committee announced a bipartisan investigation into antitrust violations by big tech companies, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. Both the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission are also considering their own investigations into these companies. A number of Democratic presidential candidates, including Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar and Senator Bernie Sanders, are proposing more oversight of the tech industry and possible breakup of some big tech companies. So for more on this, let's turn to Hiawatha Bray. He's a tech writer for the Boston Globe, and he joins us now from the Globe. Hi, Hiawatha.
Hello there.
Thanks for joining us. So we've seen these calls for the big breakup of these companies for some time now. What is it about this particular moment that Congress and others are hoping to do, and what's changed?
Well, I don't know what they're going to do, and I think that's half the problem. I don't think they know what they're going to do either, but we are certainly reaching this moment of critical mass in which the entire political landscape is shifting in very bad ways for these guys. Well, maybe not bad for the rest of us, but you now have bipartisan consensus forming around the idea that that these companies are too powerful and have too much influence. I want to be clear. I think there's a huge difference when you look at the two social networks and I'm thinking specifically of Google and Facebook.
Okay.
Now, Apple and Amazon raise antitrust issues of their own, and they're going to be looked at too. But those are almost like child's play compared to the problems raised by Google and Facebook.
And why is
Apple
that? Why
Amazon
do you see it that way?
Well, because Google and Facebook are in a position that puts them they're unlike anything else that's ever existed before. Apple and Amazon, you can see analogies to other kinds of companies. But what we're facing with Google and Facebook is a double-barreled crisis. First, both of these companies know huge amounts about the everyday lives of literally billions of people, and so they can use that information to shape the world around us. But secondly, both of these companies are the ones that provide us with what we know about the rest of the world. They tell us what they think we ought to know. And so they can use both of these amazing powers that they have to influence the world in ways that no business and even no government has ever been able to do before. Apple and Amazon don't have power even remotely like that.
So then focusing on those two companies, how feasible is it actually to do this? I mean, is it too little, too late?
That's scary. Yeah, that's what's so worrisome, because of the nature of how these businesses work, because what they do is so different from any earlier business in terms of how they operate. It's extremely difficult to think of any way you can actually solve this problem. People talk, for example, about breaking up Facebook by forcing them to sell off some of the companies they bought, like Snapchat or Instagram.
I mean, even one of the co-founders of Facebook has suggested this, Chris Hughes.
That is absolutely correct. But let's suppose you did that. So what? Facebook itself would remain, and they have information on 2 billion people. They're still right there. They're as powerful as ever. Well, they're not quite as powerful because they're not collecting all the information from Instagram and WhatsApp. It would trim their power somewhat, but their core power would be virtually untouched by something like that.
So what would you have Congress do?
How do you order them? I don't know. Suppose you wanted to break up Facebook, for example. How would you do it? The whole point of Facebook is that you can reach everybody. If you break it up, it's no longer particularly useful as a business. And the same thing applies to Google. How in the world? Well, no, Google, again, you could use the same strategy. You could order Google to sell off, for example, YouTube, which would be a hugely they collect a huge amount of data through YouTube.
Well, I could see a world where Android is spun off, or YouTube is spun off.
Yes, Android, that's another one. Android could be spun off. That might actually have more traction than the idea of going after these things owned by Facebook. And you can make a respectable case for saying you can't own both the search engine and YouTube. And that might have some useful influence. But even whatever is left behind is still going to have huge amounts of power over what we know and how we know things. And it's not clear that we can completely solve this problem that way. But it would help, I think, to at the very least say that you can no longer acquire any more media companies and to at least consider the possibility of forcing them to sell off the ones they already own. But it won't completely solve the problem because the core company's power will still remain.
Well, Hiawatha, we're rapidly running out of time, so I want to make sure I ask you this one final question here. You know, when we think about the breakup of companies and telecommunications, I think of AT&T and the Bell system. And, and so I'm just wondering what lessons we can draw from past efforts to do this for today in 2019?
Well, I think that in many cases it has worked out better than a lot of people would have expected. When Microsoft was put under that consent decree, they were complaining that it was going to weaken the entire tech sector. In fact, the tech sector thrived after that happened. When AT&T was broken up, the tech sector thrived after that happened. And IBM won its the second big antitrust case that was brought against IBM, but in the process they had to change their business practices so dramatically that they paved the way for the entire software industry. You know, IBM used to not let other companies sell software for their computers. They stopped that, and suddenly a whole new competitive industry was formed. Something like that might be possible.
So it could be good for the industry. Hiawatha Bray is a tech writer.
It could be good if we can figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Hiawatha Bray, tech writer for the Boston Globe. We're out of time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Jamie Bologna. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.